Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, The Phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Today we're going to talk about karma again, a topic I haven't done for 3 years concerning karma called the price, which could be interesting to understand what you pay in order to play here on Earth. So a real good topic for you metaphysicians out there. You know, I've done a lot of searching and seeking in my life, and I've done lots of analysis and research on people. I have really watched a lot of people. I have seen a lot of success stories. I've seen failures and tragedy. I have seen people that have just risen above it all, and I've seen people that allowed it to get to them. But you know, one thing I have noticed about life is that when you want to create something in this dimension, anything, any manifestation you can think of, you know, remembering then reminding ourselves that we do have this force of God in us, and also reminding ourselves that counting the squares in your chart, okay, and counting the oppositions in your chart will give you some idea of exactly what you need to create and what you will want to create in any specific life cycle. Let's take squares, for example. You see, squares reflect insecurity or a karma of feeling small. Okay, and why is it that we feel small? Well, this is left over from past lives, usually because we felt small in past lives, or we've been in environments where we felt dominated or insecure, but there was no spirit. There was lack of spirit, there was lack of self-love and self-esteem, and we carry this with us. So, for that reason, a lot of people with squares find it necessary to do things in their lives to make them feel bigger. Okay? Now, if you take a look, and this topic is really going to be a heavy one for you today, but if you take a look at people in your life that you know that are successful, that are rich, that are powerful, that are managers, that are bosses, that are in control or appear to be, people that are criminals, people that break the law, that gamble or whatever, they need to do things, okay, that make them feel big. Like when, you know, if you go to the racetrack, you might lose 90% of the time. But if you win one big race and you win like $2,000-$3,000, that'll make you feel big. See, that's a symptom of having one or more squares in your chart, the need to feel important. Sometimes we think that it's important to have a relationship, because a lot of us are trained or taught or conditioned to think that if we're lonely or we don't have relationships, that we're small. We're still small, and because we're alone, we're smaller. So we have a need to create a relationship, and that way if we think that someone loves us or thinks that we're special, or if we somehow can create a situation where we can maneuver to a position where people think we're special, then we feel bigger that way, okay? Or we can even create empires. We can create families, we can create children, we can create friends, sometimes false friends, or career, empire. You know, a lot of people are so insecure and feel so small from these square effects in their chart that they feel it necessary to dominate and conquer. And this is where we get to a criminal element involved in many of us, where we feel a need to dominate and to crusade. You know, in this way, if we have done something or taken something from somebody and so-called got away with it, then we feel larger. Now, the oppositions are even heavier, because when you have oppositions in your chart, what we tend to do is we tend to really get ambitious. You know, and I see people that have oppositions in their chart, they really go berserk. A lot of millionaires and a lot of people with lots of real estate, people that work 50, 60, 70 hour work weeks, people that are wrapped up in 50 different projects that never even seem to have time for themselves, to nurture their bodies, or for really people in their lives. It's like they're on a selfish quest of empire. And I'm not really putting everyone down that has empire, that is tied up with tons of responsibility. But remember, the name of today's show is called The Price. You know, you take a look at people like Elvis Presley and people like Howard Hughes, and you take a look at people that have really done a lot with their lives, and when they reach that pivot of tons of income. You know, a guy like the Ayatollah who suffered, you know, towards the last few years of his life with an anxiety, a horrible, horrible, tragic death. This intestinal thing he had was very painful, I understand. This guy went through a nightmare of transition, you know, with this empire he created in Iran. But, you know, I do notice that when people, you know, have oppositions and squares in their chart, sometimes they live a life where they feel it is important to either make themselves feel big or better or special by what they create in their lives through the squares in their natal chart, or if they have oppositions, they can create impossible challenges or impossible dreams or intense obstacles to overcome, like marriages that are totally wrong, careers that are ridiculously complicated. But, you know, it's like people will rise up and they will conquer. But did you know that I have found, you know, I take a look at people really good in my life, and I know all kinds of people. I know some people that barely get by, and they don't care. You know, and I know people that have lived in the same little old apartment for 40 or 50 years that have made enough income to pay their rent, pay their insurance, pay their bills, take care of themselves. Their stress levels are lots lower, and frankly, they live longer. They seem to be healthier. They avoid lots of surgery, and they're happy. They're overall happier people. On the other hand, the ones that I know that let the whole thing get to them, you know, like I see a difference between people that have self-esteem. You know, like someone told me a long time ago before he died, my Uncle Joel, that the only great wealth that you have, this is a guy that made $10 million, and when he died a tragic death of bone cancer, in his deathbed, he looked at me, he grabbed my hand, and he squeezed it, and he said, "Farley, remember one thing. And I lived my whole life to build this empire, and I want you to know the only real health that I ever, the only real riches that I ever found was when I was healthy and happy. And that was it." And then he died. You know, and I thought to myself, wow, here I am surrounded by lots of relatives that do have lots of money and other relatives that don't. You know, and I've noticed that some of these relatives that that didn't build the empires and didn't have all the money, they avoided the surgeries, they avoided the hospital stays, they avoided the stress, the anxiety, some of the drug and alcohol addiction perhaps, and some of the tragic deaths. You know, they avoided that, and whereas the other ones that were busy working their brains off and creating and manifesting impossible challenges and situations to make them feel big or are large or special or whatever, were the ones that had to suffer. You know, the way I've lived my life, I don't believe in normalcy as far as society dictates it. I don't believe that anyone should have to work a 40-hour work week. If you could make enough money to survive and be happy in 5 or 10 hours, so what? You know, people say, well, if you don't work, you'll get bored. That's baloney. There's such a thing as being creative. You know, you might write a book or write a song or paint a picture or do a sculpture or do something that would also make you money or make you famous or make you prominent or express your spirit. You know, a lot of us are knocking ourselves out. You know why so many of you that are rising up in the spirit are so frustrated with your career? I'll tell you why. Because you don't like assembly line type work. You know, you're not being creative in what you're doing. Oftentimes, we take a person like my producer Monica. She's in a totally free environment. She sits there in the apartment listening to the show or music. She has no one telling her what to do. She's doing charts, and she's looking at all these charts to see all these different kinds of people, what they're like. So she's learning astrology, and she's learning how to be responsible, and she has very little pressure, and she only works part-time and maybe 30 hours a week, if that, so she's allowed to go to school. So, you know, I've geared that job for her to allow her to be happier, more free. She gets every other Monday off. And that's my philosophy. You know, when I used to work for other people, they'd want 40, 50, 60 hours a week out of Farley. Let's see what we can squeeze out of them. Don't give them a raise. You know, assembly line work, telephones, you know. And you get stressed out. It compounds. And it just, why did I have that job? Because it was a good pay job. It was big money. And I wanted to make myself feel big with the promise of greatness that was connected with the job. You know, there is a price. Whenever you step outside of your own spirit, S-P-I-R-I-T, which is the soul, the God that dwells within, the creative force, and you can do so much with this force, you can either sit there and create love and light and happiness for yourself, and because it reflects from the center of your being for the world also, or You can take that spirit and blaspheme it and get yourself involved in creating these useless illusions in this dimension, right? The need to feel big. Is it so important that you make $1 million or that you buy that house or that you get married and have those kids? Do you think that all millionaires that have houses and kids and huge blocks of responsibility requiring tremendous mental, physical, emotional, and financial maintenance, do you think that they are truly happy? Do you know what the percentage of heart bypass is among millionaire men over 50? I don't know what the percentage is, but I think you'd be shocked to know how many men actually even want to install a zipper, you know, in their chest to go back and forth for their second, their third, their fourth, and their fifth heart bypass. And, you know, I'm not saying that that's the price you pay, but you know what I'd rather do with my life? What I would rather do with my life is allow myself to fall back, like my cousin Marty Bronson, who's in show business in St. Louis. He has a philosophy he taught me right before I got into show business. He said, Farley, remember the old motto, it's fire and fall back. You know, this guy was a Korean War veteran, and, you know, if you've ever been in the Army or know somebody, that's usually what the assault philosophy is. You attack about 50 feet, and then you fall back 20. You attack another 50, and you fall back 10 or 20. You keep taking ground, but you come back because you expect a counterattack, and you don't want to be where the enemy thinks you're going to be. Well, you know, it is very important for me to be happy to do several things. Number one, I want to protect my body. That means, because the body as the temple of the soul, the temple of the spirit, requires maintenance. Which means that if you have to really create empire and relationships and babies and family and bills and responsibility, you know, and eventually, because we get nervous and we get stressed out, we develop these habits like that shot of whiskey or the cigarettes, perhaps marijuana, you know, something to take the edge off artificially every day. You know, we create these bad habits like the burgers and the fries and the Cokes or whatever that we run for in the middle of the day. And the price we pay for the success wears and tears at the body. You know, a lot of us that have Virgo planets and sixth house planets and Taurus and Capricorn planets that are on this mindless quest for acquisition and success and conquering. You know, a lot of these people with Earth planets, Virgo, Taurus, and Capricorn, or sixth house, second house, or tenth house planets like myself, are people that can develop mindless quests to make them feel big, or special, or more important, or create these things outside of their body, these huge responsibilities, because they think that's what they're gonna need to be happy. You know, and that's not true. You know, I have found what makes me happy is like what Uncle Joel said. Being healthy, which means having a healthy body, and many of us, you know what's really crazy? If you are somebody that has a really intense work schedule, like some of you actors and actresses out there that are auditioning and in plays, you know, off-Broadway, these plays you do for free and commercial workshops, and then you're trying to jog 4 or 5 miles a day, and then you're trying to eat properly, you know, I think you're doing more damage than you are doing good. You see, you know, the point here is that you must remember the spirit, and you must remember that the spirit is housed by the body, and that more than just feeding your body food and pumping your blood through your heart and your circulatory system and trying to create money and power and people in your life, it's very important to love, honor, obey, and nurture and pamper that body and the spirit that houses within. And remember that that is truly you're where you are rich and wealthy. And if you really want to know what you're supposed to do in your life so the price is minimal, because I'll tell you what, when you do create this stuff, you know, and what I'm talking about here is karma. Because whenever you do create relationships, there's karma there, and you know, there's a price you got to pay for that, because you know, relationships are not perfect, they're work. They're like a career. When you create family and marriages and children, that is karma, because you are creating relationships again, which requires work and balance and nurturing and pampering. So here's a person with a full-time job. He's married. He's got 2 kids. He's got mortgage house payments. This guy's working 4 jobs. You want to tell me where he's got time for his body and for his spirit? And I'm not talking about jogging and playing basketball. You know, I'm talking about once in a while being able to eat a meal where you can be calmed and relaxed and restful, where you can eat some, drink some fresh water, where you can eat some fresh fruits and vegetables and raw maybe or whatever, where you can maybe fast on juice for a day or two, or include regular meditation in your lifestyle and pamper and nurture that spirit and remove some of these illusions where you need to feel big or where you need to feel important, where you need to create this, these empires because you think that's what's going to get you happiness. You know, owning a boat is not fun. You know, there's 2 days in the life of a boat owner that are the happiest days of his life. The day he buys the boat and the day he sells the boat. I'll tell you why. Because, see, everybody thinks they want to have a boat, but the bigger the boat you have, the bigger responsibility, the bigger the karma it is, because when the boat's in salt water, that's acid. And it constantly breaks down, and owning a boat is like throwing money into a big hole. You know? So, you know, going out in the boat is fun, but maintaining that boat is karma. And it costs money, and it takes time and patience, and you can get trapped in the middle of the water with the boat broken down or sinking or whatever. So, you know, like, all that glitters is definitely not gold. It's one of my famous sayings by my dad, right? And sometimes you can't see the forest through the trees. So instead of thinking about what you want to do with your life, you know, if you want to really change your life, then bust that routine. You know, bust that 40-hour work week. Do something creative in your life that's fun and that you can use to make money with. I like people. I like talking to people. I like helping people. And I don't like working a whole lot of hours. So I was able to manifest this radio show and this astrological metaphysical practice. It took me 20 years to manifest this. You don't get it overnight, right? But I worked and worked and worked to get this, and it happened, and now finally I'm doing something that I'm happy with, right? And I'm not being greedy or selfish about it. I'm sharing a lot of things with people. I'm trying to give a lot away, but I'm trying to use some of my talents so the work I do is fun, not rigmarole, not tedious, not something that's routine, or not something that gets boring and monotonous. Like a lot of people call me and say, Farley, I'm tired of my career. You know why? Because they're not being creative. They're being paid to be mechanics in what they're doing, but they're not using their creative force in what they're doing. And if what they're doing is not serving any purpose for training purposes in a future creative endeavor, that's where they're suffering, because the spirit yearns to have fun. You know, if you want to be rich, don't worry about money. Be rich in the spirit. And how do you be rich in the spirit? Well, by nurturing and pampering and loving whoever and what you are, the home of your spirit, the temple of your soul, the house of your spirit, which is your body, is something that, well, if you do eat miserable and you do drink and you do smoke, well, maybe you are torturing yourself in a subliminal or a subconscious way, maybe even a conscious way. But it's still very important that you love whatever you are, whatever it's become. When you're able to look in the mirror, you're able to look at your body, touch yourself or hug yourself, where you can say things like using your name like I'd use mine. I love you, Farley. God bless you, Farley. And may you be healthy and happy and selfless and enduring in whatever you're trying to do. But just take care of yourself, Far. You know, be your own best friend. You nurture the body and then you nurture the spirit. You nurture the spirit by enjoying spending time with yourself. You know, if you're lonely and you don't like it, and you don't like being alone, and you don't like spending time with yourself, then you may have a problem. You might have an illness of the spirit. Because, I don't know anyone that is highly evolved or someone that is spiritually evolved that doesn't mind being alone. In fact, it gives them a chance to reflect. It gives them a chance to meditate. It gives them a chance to pray and to affirm their lives. You know, some people are running around pell-mell. They are never alone. They've got kids and pets and dogs and cats and people and co-workers everywhere, and they're never given a chance to think. You know, when you nurture the body and when you nurture the spirit and when you use the creative force to make yourself happy, this is what really allows you to be more aware, also will manifest better chakra control, will create power in your life, because you become aware of this God structure, this force of energy, this messianic being that dwells within you, which is true wealth. You know, but yet there's still going to be people that will call me today that want to know about their career. You know, and it's so simple. If you don't like the monotony of your career, then discover what is within you that is creative and manifest it to a point where you can make money from it. You know, and people say, well, I can act. Well, if that's true, then instead of, you know, looking so far beyond trying to be in a major motion picture as a superstar, get some money together, write and produce and direct your own play and star in it, charge money for tickets, and create a business out of your talent. Start from the bottom. You know, are there some people who say, well, I can sing. Well, if that's true, then write, produce, direct, and promote your own concert and sell tickets for it. And if you do, if you can definitely sing, and this is a talent you are worthy of receiving rewards from the universe from, it'll be delivered. You know, but a lot of us are out there just spinning our wheels. I know I can speak. I know I can teach. I understand astrology and metaphysics to a point. At least I have an open mind, a caring, loving, nurturing attitude. So it was natural for me to be a therapist and an astrologer on the radio. So I definitely became the course of least resistance. And this is how I'm, this is my artwork. This is how I become creative. See? And I pamper my body, I love my body, and I try to, I might not eat perfect, but at least I will try to detox and fast occasionally if I note any symptoms. Because, you know, when you do reach out beyond the body and beyond the spirit, and when you place priority on these useless illusions of having things in your life and people in your life that makes you feel big, when you know it's all totally phony, that you really down deep feel small, and you really down deep do not love yourself, but you're out there trying to create this empire, and then you take a look and see how it taxes your life with stress, with depression, with worry, with negative thinking, with illness, and also with mental and spiritual and physical and psychological imbalances. You know, you take a look at some people, and they have next to nothing. You know that? They are so happy. I have traveled all over this world, and I do believe in the philosophy that the meek will surely inherit this earth. Because, you know, those are the people, the meek, are the people that are wealthy in body and spirit, and they have communion with their body and spirit. And even though they know that money and power and empire and career and riches and relationships and marriage and family are something that's been developed as far as being significant is concerned, the spirit still retains priority. The power of the individual, the Aquarian ethic, humanity, people, and people as a center unto themselves. No, that's the power, that's the glory. Whenever you step outside of that spirit and go beyond the body, that's when you have to pay the price. And the price is karma, which means that when you create something outside the spirit, then you're going to have to come back either in this lifetime or in another lifetime to keep doing it over and over again until you find out it is not necessary to create anything beyond the spirit. And when people finally reach a point in their growth, in their reincarnation cycle, when they discover the true wealth in love of self and spirit, and the oneness of God that we all share, then that's when they break that karmic tie with this dimension, with this planet. That's when they break that price. No longer do they have to pay for being here anymore, and that's where they are granted total divine absolution and allowed to ascend beyond this realm to the fourth dimension, to the dimension that is void of pain, void of negative thinking, and void of materialistic illusions. Because all you need is love, and that's all that exists in realms beyond and higher than the earth plane. Love, oneness, bonding, and spirit. And that's what the whole purpose and mission of life is all about. The price. So next time you think you need that relationship, or you need that marriage, or you need those kids, or you need that house, or you need that responsibility or that empire, remember and reflect what you have. Look at people in your life that are locked and shackled with all this responsibility and stuff they created beyond their spirit. And check to see if they are really, truly happy. You know, if you're already there and you're already a millionaire and you've made your family and you've made your children and you've made your responsibility, that's fine. You can stop. You know, now you can give up the shackle of work. You can take off that oak, whatever it is that is anchoring you to not being creative. You can dump the routine. Sure, save your money, throw it into time deposits, live off the interest, and now you can be creative with your body and be creative with your spirit and be creative for your family and children and love them and care for them and nurture them and maybe do something. Maybe do something for this planet. Maybe make yourself heard. You know, there's too many people that are working to conquer and create bigness outside themselves. If enough successful people finally put down their shackle of obsession and tried being creative with love and happiness and unity, then this planet would surely make a turn.
with philanthropy, with sharing. You know, if I was a multimillionaire and I had too much abundance, I'd probably go downtown and give my abundance away to the homeless. You know, if I had that much money, I'd probably go down. You know, I've been known to give away $20, $30, $40, $50 cash to people on the streets, and it never fails to floor them when I go up to them and say, how you doing? And they'll say, fine. And I'll say, here's $20 or $30. And they'll look at me like, God, who the hell are you? Like, where'd you come from? People are not like this. And that is true. People are not like this. That's why they're homeless. If everybody gave that guy 20 bucks, he might be able to get enough money to get some clothes, some food, a shower, first and last month's rent, and the sense to do something with them, their lives. You know, we just don't help, we don't reach out enough and help others. You know, when we have the abundance. And you see all these people, these multimillionaires with all this abundance and all this fancy parties and catering dinners and shrimp and their wonderful wardrobes and stuff, and you think they're happy? Give me a break. I almost said something else. I don't think they're happy. I think they're stuck. And they're stuck into a cycle of having to come back here and pay for what they have over and over and over again forever, for millions of years. And that is what I call hell, in case you wanted to know what my definition was. So karma, the price, and protecting, nurturing, and taking care of the spirit that dwells within, and therefore being creative and sharing the love and light that we all have inside of ourselves to bond this planet together with the God force in this universe.